It's February 22nd, 2020 on the Coffee House for Culture Radio. I'm the Artist D, and that is Anne-Marie.
That's me. That's me.
Hi. Hi, you.
There's a lot of numeral, like number twos in our date today. I didn't notice.
There is. All month, there's a lot of twos. And this is another date, because we just did, I mean, at the beginning of the month, it was 02-02-2020. Yesterday or the other day was 02-20-2020. And now we're 02-22-2020. That's very combination-like.
Yeah, it is.
I like it.
But I want to clap for that.
But nobody's talking about what it means. Like, doesn't, you know, everybody went...
What does it mean?
Everybody went apeshit before when numbers line up like that. But now...
Yeah, nothing. That's true. No one's really... I haven't seen anything.
No, nothing.
We're preoccupied with other stuff.
We are. The world is ending. And that's very distracting.
We're busy.
It's a gloomy, beautiful day. I'm loving it. It's raining. It was raining on the way.
Sun and happiness here, but it's not my happiness. I want a nice rainy day where I'm inside.
Yes. This is the problem with, you know, being in two locations. We can't share the mood.
Damn it. You should move here.
Or you should move here.
Yes. Might be better off there, yeah.
I think so. I think you'd love it. You could find a whole new bunch of things to complain about.
That's true. I'm coming and I'm bringing the cat. We're going to do this.
It really is like a new world, a different planet, Janet. Well, and I learned something yesterday, actually, that reminded me, because when you get here, there's a lot of things that you then forget, like, you know, the differences, like, you know, cheese steak. But this whole caucus thing with the elections, Nevada does a caucus.
Today.
And it's today.
It is today.
Yes. And we had early caucus voting, but today is the final day. And I was talking to somebody last night about it. And I didn't realize, because I'm from the East Coast with primaries, and I did not know that this was our primary.
Oh.
I didn't know what a caucus was. And they keep going through it on the news like, many people don't know what this is. Well, yeah. And they don't really tell you, even after they ask the question and pose it on the news. There's still nothing. I didn't connect the dots because I looked like, when is the Nevada primary? Because as I said last time, I'm a libertarian, so I can't vote in any of that stuff anyway. But I thought there was a primary. There's not. The caucus is a primary.
I assumed that a primary happened after the caucus.
Me
it was
too.
A different event.
Right.
With a smaller pool of people.
Right. And apparently caucuses are these small community events where it's more informal. This sounds totally safe. It's just a gathering of community to vote who their delegate's going to be.
It's a bunch of assholes sitting in a coffee shop deciding, yeah, give them a shot.
Exactly. I'm amazed. I had no idea. As much as you follow it and read it, it never dawned on me. And nobody says, like, on the news, like, this is, you're electing your Democratic candidate. They're not saying that. It's just like, come out and caucus. Come out and have a coffee. And then I thought,
you're right. No one knows how anything works.
No. And how many people from the East Coast or from California, because California doesn't caucus, I don't think. I didn't look that up either. Right. But, you know, everyone from California moves to Nevada. So, and a lot of East Coast people move here. So I wonder how many of them are ignoring this, like, oh, it's just a coffee. That's it.
Many people are probably ignoring it.
And they're probably getting to like May and April and May, think like, where's our primary? I didn't get to vote.
I know we have I have primaries in September New York for yours, other things.
Yours we looked up last. That's why I also thought that ours was near that, because I looked at your primary up last week. and it was like in April or something.
We need tutorials. Yeah. Like, I know before the November election, we actually get some background info popping up in random websites. What's the Electoral College? And how do we choose a president? We get that basic refresher course, and we should have that for other things.
We should. And that led
I don't know what the hell anything is.
That led to the whole delegate thing, because they keep talking about how many delegates each candidate has, and what the fuck's the delegate? Well, it's somebody in these states that caucus are made up of delegates, and like it's kind of
I don't like the word caucus. That just caucus.
Why has it got to be a caucus? Why can't it be?
It sounds like a disease. I have caucus.
I know.
You know?
Something terribly wrong. The New York Democratic primary is allegedly April 28th. And that's why I thought ours was nearer to that.
I don't know any of this stuff.
Yeah. So, and that makes sense. That's when you know a primary election. And if you're a Democrat, you'll go and you'll vote for your favorite Democrat. Caucus, I just thought we were getting coffee. No clue. I mean, thankfully, it didn't.
But they treat it like you are getting coffee. Yeah,
and they do. They do. And it was very much, I mean, that makes sense that Nevada picked that way, because it's so still, you know, horse and buggy. Let's just go out and have a community event and talk about our person.
Yippee-yay.
Indeed. The things we learn.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't want to learn stuff. Like, they're using Google Documents to document this day. Is that safe? Is that good?
When you tell me that a caucus is calculating and tallying people's votes using Google Docs on an iPad, I don't think that that's a serious primary election.
Is everybody accessing the same document? Like, how is this? Right. Yeah. What if somebody screws it up?
It's Google Tabulate. And it's offline, so I don't know how it works to calculate amongst everything. I don't know. And neither do they, because they can't explain it, because they keep saying, is this better than Iowa? And they're like, of course it is. And then they ask, by how? And it's like, well, I don't know. It just is. We have backups.
That means they don't know.
We got Google Docs. It's going to work. It's going to be fabulous.
You're screwed.
And then, like, I'm talking to you this week about the feminism of everything that blows my mind with Liz Warren. Wasn't even on the news map of the voting. Come to find out, she's actually third.
Yeah.
But the news highlighted Bernie, Biden, and Pete.
Because they have penises.
Come on. And I cannot believe that. In this, even now, people would rather highlight a gay male candidate over a woman. Women are so cool. Why would you not want to be?
I think we are.
Why would you not want to be a woman? And why would you not want to have a woman in charge?
I don't know. It's a credibility thing, I think. Just when you hear people who are against the women, my husband's not even sure he's on board with the whole women idea. I'm like, why?
Wow.
Yeah. And what I'm noticing with other people, people really liked Obama. He was a dynamic speaker. Mm. You know, a strong male voice, strong male presence. And these, I guess, for females don't match that. Mm. They can't make it work in their brain.
I got a lot of texts from a lot of neutral people on that last debate night about Liz.
Wow, you know neutral people.
I do.
Oh my God.
I'm one of the few that knows neutral people. I know Republicans too. It's a scandal. But a lot of people said that they really enjoyed her and they saw her strength. And really, she can do no wrong. She has done nothing wrong in these debates, and nobody has called her out seriously. And she's really had a good, solid answer. She hasn't cried, because I think that's what the men are afraid of. Don't cry.
Right.
And she really handles herself so well. I think she's really the only one who can go up against the president and say some things. I don't think I still don't know if that means she's going to win, but she could still say some things and it'll be enjoyable for a moment.
Oh, did that? Absolutely.
Just for a moment. Cause I mean, he's, I don't know if it's just 4 long years. Cause we've been going over this for 4 long years, at least on Twitter. You know,
Twitter's tired.
This man is in charge and it's literally driving us absolutely insane. So I don't know if it's the length of time or what, but I watched him in Colorado, that speech he did. He's a mess. Like he's a melted marshmallowy mess of words and phrases and he makes no sense. And
you know, I think people just, they, you know, like I have a thing for Joe Biden. Like I love Uncle Joe. I just think he's that drunk uncle that I want to hang out with. Maybe it's the same thing with the, with his followers. I don't know.
I think the thing there is he epitomizes and fulfills who they really are. Like deep down, they are that sputtering marshmallowy mess of anger and hatred and not understanding what's going on in the 21st century. And he represents that, and they love that because he's on stage spewing it. So that, you know, that's great, but it's unfortunate that that's people. If that's who you are inside, we need to talk.
You got to give yourself room to evolve.
Yes, you really need. As I said on my Instagram, change. You've got to change.
Change is scary. You know how that goes.
Terrifying.
Change is scary.
It is.
Not everyone is comfortable making that choice to even begin change.
Well, no one is comfortable with it ever, but some can't even get started. You're right.
It's the unknown. What if I turn into something I'm not used to?
That's, yeah, that's why we're here. That's why we're
That's life.
That's life. That's why we're in the meat suitcase. That's why.
Meat suitcase. Meat like, where's suitcase. My handle? Do I have wheels? We discussed this in a previous show. If we'd have wheels.
We're not young enough to have been born with wheels. When we were born, suitcases didn't have wheels.
We got dragged all over the place by our necks.
Random fact that everyone needs to know. Someone gifted me this fabulous suitcase this week. I'm dragging, you know, well, all suitcases now, they have 4 wheels, right? So they're just, it doesn't matter where they are, they're rolling.
Yes.
Right. At least in my life. So I'm dragging it like that. And I realized, oh my God, it only has 2 wheels. And I was like, wow, disappointed. 2 wheels.
Yep.
That's how far we've come where we're like, so sad that it only has 2 wheels. But it's zebra.
And it could only... Oh well, that's nice.
I know.
Can it fit a body?
You know, it could.
See? That's a good suitcase.
If you modify...
But it's got 2 wheels that you have to kind of like tilt on an angle
You got to tilt it and drag it, which is so like, what, 1999? My God. So, 2 more things about the election, and then we'll let people rest. Bloomberg, that was my first experience with Bloomberg.
Yeah.
I can't believe you put up with that for so long. I was not amused.
Listen, you know my things. The Spanish-speaking Bloomberg wins.
Yes. I'm surprised you didn't pull that out.
Oh, it's so amazing. This Miguelo Bloombito Twitter account shows up during all these. It's wonderful.
Well, and that's pretty much how I felt about the
whole
thing.
Follow.
He was a joke, and that was the only reason that I liked him, was he was kind of a joke. Just kind of, I don't know.
He'll probably be the nominee. He's in!
Pretty much. If he is the opposite world of Trump. He's the rich Democratic dude, and he's just as up in the clouds as Mr. Trump, I think. And
I don't know. I think I want to be up in the clouds too. Is it better up there?
Well, if you're there, yes. I can confirm. I know many people up in those clouds, and it's a happy place to be.
I don't want to know my ass or my elbow. I just kind of just want to just exist, float around.
There we go. We need to write a book together. How to not know your ass from your elbow. Going through
life. But I'm ready because I can't handle anything anymore. So I just want to just have that numb state to just exist.
Oh my.
Just a few days.
You really need to drink, Anne-Marie.
I know. Or eat a cheesecake or something.
Cheesecake, yes. If it's just a couple days, get some cock wine and a cheesecake.
Cock wine. See, that might bring me back to the drinking world. Cock wine. So good.
So good. If people have no idea what we're talking about.
The label with the cock on it.
Yes. Go get yourself some cock wine. It's French.
The Little Farm. French.
La Fière. Something.
It's like, as we insult everyone who's French.
We love French people and Virgos.
And if you're French and a Virgo, I'm not sure we can handle that.
It's a little too much, but we'll try. We're going to try.
Christ.
And Amy Klobuchar's shaky voice really annoys me.
I have no opinion on her. I mean, she's just there.
I only formed an opinion on this last election.
And Pete
debate.
Looks like a marionette to me. I don't know. I just
Pete's a Muppet, that's for sure.
Like, where's the strings, Pete? Someone's moving him.
But I noticed on this last one, I saw Amy's commercials, and in her commercials, she sounds normal, straight. You know, the voice is fine.
Oh, she's. She's
but the whole debate,
perhaps.
She's nervous. Yeah. And now Liz has that similar shake, but that's like all the time. That's just how she talks all the time. So it's okay. But Amy, I think she's.
But maybe that's what
nervous.
People don't like about her.
It could be.
They're reading that as something as, you know, weakness.
I think so. Yeah. We'll have to dive into
Fix it, Liz.
Fix it, Liz. We'll have to dive into that. At another time with some, we'll have to do some research and find out why these men are so concerned. Men that we love, like your husband.
Yeah. He wavers. He changes. He backs up a new candidate each week.
Well, that's probably good. See, that's what should be happening. You should be going through the motions instead of some of us, some of those Bernie bros.
Yeah.
But in
you're going there.
They're just, you know, they're a little high strung. And
they're very passionate.
I think we all need to think outside the box and be open minded. And, you know, they can vote for him and I'll vote. Well, I won't vote for Liz, but, you know, if I could, I would. And then, you know, I'll vote for her or him when it comes November. Blue no matter who. Hashtag.
Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm.
That is a hashtag. It's a good hashtag. Blue no matter who.
That's promoting unity. We didn't have that last time.
I hope we have it this time, because anybody who says they won't is
We don't have unity
ridiculous.
On this
no.
side. They don't know how to do it. So that's the problem.
They don't know how to do unity. It's funny.
Can't do it. It's like, what's that? So that means you got to put your beliefs aside to embrace something bigger. And they can't do that.
One day the world will be
what if Bernie
place.
Isn't the candidate, Dee? What's going to happen? Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Dee, I'm not voting then.
Yep.
That's what happened last time.
Yep.
I'm not going to vote. It's not my candidate.
I encourage everyone to Google the opening of American Horror Story. Just Google American Horror Story Trump election. And it's the opening scene of one of their seasons, one of the bad seasons, but I think it was Freak Show. And it's like these people.
I haven't seen all those seasons.
It's perfect. It's just perfect. The Republicans trailer park dude humping the screen and the Democratic lesbian screaming bloody murder when he wins. It's just, you got to watch it. You gotta watch it. Giving people homework on this here coffee house. This rainy and sunny coffee house, no matter where you are. You can always listen to us on Spotify.
Yes. That's true.
And if you don't have Spotify, that's no problem. No,
really?
No Spotify? No problem. Go to juicetalk.com. That's juicetalk.com. Juice as in juice, like orange. J-U-I-C-E-D. Talk.com. And that's where all of our coffee houses are. And you can get 21 of them. We're 21.
21!
We're 21.
Yay!
Yay. We're legal. Happy birthday. 21st birthday. But we should give a little resume. We have not been doing this just for 21 episodes.
That's true.
We had another show, which is also on Juiced Talk, called Up All Night. And it was fabulous.
That's right.
And do you know, Anne-Marie, how many episodes we did of Up All Night?
I'm probably going to be devastated. I don't know.
Well, we started Up All Night in, let's see, what was this? I've got it all up here for us.
I'm going to feel old.
We started it in 2015.
Wow.
January of 2015. And it ended in June of 2017. And
okay.
We did 56 episodes.
Wow.
Yes. 56.
That's a big deal.
That is. It was a fabulous show. And we talked about all sorts of things, from horse heads to
the I Can't colors. Series. Yes. Well, it was
yes, the
stuff.
I Can't. We had sound effects. we don't do that anymore. We talked about everything. And if we ever get famous, I recommend the media go back to Up All Night, because you can find enough to roast us through that for years, probably.
Yeah.
But it's
absolutely
okay, because we're fabulous.
I just like the idea of being 21 again, though. So
yes,
gives me back my youth.
Absolutely. It's been a while. 21 was fun. Was God. Was it fun for you?
I guess. I mean, I don't really remember it.
I don't anymore.
I mean, I really like hit peak me, like, I guess my late 20s, early 30s. That was like, you know, as you come into your own. Me!
Yes.
I guess it was all right. I don't know.
Well, a lot of people peak at like 30. Like, 20s were uncomfortable and messy for a lot of people. And then,
like, I was still a kid, you know, just a stupid kid.
Well,
I'm still stupid.
I think we're always a stupid kid. And I was certainly the stupid kid, but I was always like 10 years, as far as appreciation, I was like 10 years ahead, because my 20s were actually like finding myself really enjoying, and 30s have kind of been like 40s for other people, because 40s you're like, you're comfortable, but now 30s I'm really comfortable. So my 40s should be like 50s. I'm just a bit ahead. It feels always, however people describe the 20s.
You're going to have your midlife crisis a little sooner, right, too, at this rate. You better watch out.
I think several of them have come and gone.
Sorry.
But however people describe their teens or their 20s, that's how I was in my teens. And 30s is like 20s. Yeah. But it wasn't that big of a deal, because, I mean, for me and my generation, we had already been drinking prior to. I mean, if you're going to drink, you're going to do it prior to. People that wait until they're 21, you know, they don't really do much. They're not usually drinkers.
Usually disappointed, too. Like, yes. This is it? Yes. Okay, great.
Kind of like smoking. I really did wait, like, until 18 to give it a shot. For like a real shot, like an inhale shot.
was that because of getting access to stuff or what?
No, oddly, because, and that was like my culture was, I mean, all kids smoked and all kids had access because their parents smoked ridiculously. Yeah. So it was everywhere. So it wasn't that hard, but I don't think I really understood the concept of it. And I didn't know what I was doing and nobody would show me. So I didn't.
Bastards. Yeah. Didn't nice really. Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember, but I did do that. I mean, I did all the milestones, like 18, you go in and you buy a pack of cigarettes and you show them your ID and they're excited. Back then they're excited for you.
I had to show ID.
Yeah. And then with 21, wow. You always go in and buy your first. I wonder what my first purchased alcohol was. I don't know. I have no
idea. It must probably was beer because it was just
beer.
You know, you get that at the supermarket. Mm. Hey, look what I got.
I'm going to say like a jug of vodka because those were my vodka years.
But like, what was your first experience going to a bar? What did you order? Do you remember that?
No. No. Yeah. Do you?
I remember being purchased like White Russians or Bailey's on the ice. On ice was a thing. And on the rocks, excuse me. What the hell else was? I don't know. And then I kind of went into 7 and 7s, the vodka drinks. I don't know. What was the first?
I feel as though it would have been an out-of-state experience because, like, I didn't have that kind of life at home. So I'm pretty sure, like, I think when I went to Nebraska or maybe Ohio, no, it would have been Nebraska. I would have been 21. Maybe that could have been my first bar experience because I didn't really go into a bar. Yeah. Omaha.
What's in Nebraska?
Drag queens. So many drag queens.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, let's discuss this.
Yes. Wow. Yes, let's.
See, because, you know, it's one of those states that I don't think about.
Yes.
Like,
anything
in the middle, it's like, what? What?
I get that.
Oh my God.
That's the same reaction I get from everyone. Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska are like huge gay capitals with so many drag queens. Beautiful, wonderful drag queens.
I had no idea.
So many, yes. And I went there, and that was my first experience in a bar where I was of age and in drag. Was in Lincoln, Nebraska. Yes. And I fell for you don't watch many of the RuPaul drag races, but on one of the episodes, one of the drag race queens was the princess. And she's from Omaha, Nebraska, from back in those days.
Back in the day.
It was called, the club was called The Max, and it was like the place to go in Nebraska. And she was like one of the queens.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah. And I loved her because she's like bald and, you know, gender fuck. So like all over the place and scary looking. And that was like, I gravitated toward her. Fun times in Nebraska.
In Nebraska.
Yes.
You know, like, wow.
Right. Yeah. I had a lot of gay fun in Nebraska. You wouldn't think that with all the cows, because the rest of the state, if you don't know, Lincoln and Omaha are kind of like in the east side of that very square state. But if you drive through the rest of Nebraska, all they've got are cows.
That's the whole country right there. Cows.
This is true. This is very much true. Most of the middle of the country, all cows. Everywhere you go.
I visited a friend who went to college in Indiana. And I just remember the parking spaces being huge.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
It's true.
You could parallel park anywhere.
We have huge parking spaces here too, especially in comparison to you.
Like, wow.
I do remember the drink that I had in Omaha because they kind of tried to embarrass me. They ordered, it was like this triple shot, but it was like a fancy triple shot. Like it had stuff in it. A lot of stuff.
Fancy.
And it was like even had little whipped topping, you know, and I wanted to drink it, you know, because it was like a triple shot. It was a drink. It wasn't a shot.
And fancy.
It was fancy. Yeah. And of course, they're just downing it and I'm sipping and they're like, that's lame. I'm like, no, I want to enjoy the shot. So that's why I remember it, because they were trying to make me feel badly, but I didn't, because it was fancy.
And you want them to enjoy every bit of that freaking fancy.
Every bit of it, yes. Because if it's a triple shot with whipped topping and probably costs $25, you sip that, okay?
Yeah, I would sip it too.
Yeah, it's not. We're not doing Jaeger bombs here. Come on. This is not the backwoods of Omaha. This is the city life. And that's for one of the famous pictures of me. I was hanging off a light post like a hooker. It was.
Because that's what hookers do.
Yes, of course. Exactly. Well, hookers from old school New York that I saw on television, they do that. And it was used for years elsewhere. It was great. It was a great picture.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, that was that. There you go. So that was my only recall of a bar experience, like where I actually got alcohol. I've never been a bar person. I don't like bars. They're too loud.
I like bars where you could have dinner.
Yes.
Watch the band. Mm-hmm. It was a Cajun bar that we used to go to, and I would get a drink called a grenade. Mm-hmm. And they would have like plastic alligators in it and beads. I don't know what the hell was in it. It was $10 at the time. A big goblet of booze.
It sounded so classy until you got to the plastic gators.
They had Kiss dolls hanging from the ceiling above the band.
That's wonderful.
I love it. Quality stuff.
Yes, I like a good jazz club. Good, you know, those kind of bars. But yeah, not a bar. We don't do bars.
Yeah, I haven't been in a bar in a long time.
Me neither. And actually, I was in a restaurant/bar a couple months ago and was like appalled at the fact that they still allowed smoking, because me and smoking just do not go well. And it was really nasty. I just cannot believe that that's what we come from.
It is grody. And nice. I used to smoke. Like, it's just, I can't handle it.
No, I had a headache for like 2 days after that. It was great.
And the smell doesn't leave you.
No, it doesn't. And they get away with it here because they, you know, they say they put up a partition. For the smoke. Not particularly. And they have fans. Yeah.
I mean, they had smoking sections on the back of planes. Remember that back in the day? Yeah. So like, the last four bros are smoking. But like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. The only place around here with smoking like that works is casinos, because you can still smoke in the gambling part.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because they really do filter that really well. So it's just that hint of it. But when you're like in the enclosed space of the restaurant trying to enjoy your chicken wing, come on.
Your chicken wing.
Yes. So that was one thing you can do when you're 21 is drink. That's all you can do, actually. Well, I mean, we've got we have a list of really dumb
memories.
You can
The list is dumb, I think, because we're older. But like maybe. At 21, we're like, wow.
Well, number one was get a drink, and number two is visit a place you've never been. But I don't see, such a traveler like myself.
You've been to Nebraska.
I was in Nebraska.
But I didn't travel till my mid-20s. So maybe this was, at the time, this is if I was 21.
No. See, I was all over the place from 17.
This is solid.
So I was already well-traveled.
I went to Indiana.
In your 20s?
Yeah, in my 20s.
And that was big.
Otherwise, I'm like, why bother? I didn't leave the tri-state area. Who cares? There was nothing important for me. Beyond these states, my little corner of the world.
Well, being in the city or near it, it makes a difference, because you're like right there. But for me, I had to drive like literally an hour to a small city and 3 hours to a real city. So I was ready to run. I could not.
I get it. I get it. You had to escape.
Number three is you could update your wardrobe, because I guess when you're 21, you don't want to wear graphic tees anymore.
I'm trying to think now what the hell I wore when I was 21. I have no idea.
I wore the same thing that I was always wearing.
I could tell you that my all black phase began in high school, and it was believed that I would just kind of grow out of it.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Still black.
Still black.
It's good. Good. You showed them.
Bastards. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, really, as a man, I really did not change my style. But as a woman, I probably got a couple of new wigs at 21.
That's interesting. Is there a color that you favored over another?
Red.
Red.
Always red, yes. I make a damn fabulous blonde, but red was always so amazing.
I could. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I want like a nice, yeah, you want a nice vibrant, like, you know, happy Crayola red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it just dominates the room.
Ruby is red hot, after all.
That's me, you know, doing the sizzling finger.
Yes. Here's one. You could show appreciation towards your parents or guardians.
Go to hell.
Yeah, 21 is too early.
Thanks to your mom, you have an endless amount of fresh underwear. Now, see, that's ridiculous. I mean, my mother just kind of said, do your friggin' laundry, like, right. You know, eighth grade, let's go. You know, yeah. I was number 4 of 5, so she was just done.
Yes.
Do your damn laundry.
Yeah, I think 21 is actually when the child begins to hate their parents more, because now they have the freedom of separation, or the ability to do so, hopefully. So they have to separate for a while until they, you know, appreciate something there. As most kids don't seem to, I mean, from like 16 to, I don't know, what, 25, they don't really like their parents, from what I'm witnessing.
Who knows? You know. Who the hell knows?
Well, it's such
do you even like, you know, do you even like your siblings at that point too? You're like, ah, you just want to do your own thing.
And people are all over now, you know, with living at home until they're 35. So it's different. It's different these days.
I don't want to live home till I'm 35. Although I lived home a long time till I got married because I had the old school household. Mm. Oh my God.
Oh.
Jesus.
Wait until you're married.
Jesus. It just became the place to go home and sleep, really. You just kind of did what the hell you had to do. And
right.
Hi, everybody. And then that's it.
Super old school.
Yeah. Oh, God. Mm.
You could write a letter to yourself in 10 years. Dear me, you're fucked.
That letter will carry on for the every decade. Like, exactly. You're still fucked.
Yes. Being a journaler and a blogger, I mean, I've been writing since forever, so I kind of have written letters to myself. I just didn't know it. But I won't read those letters. I don't need to.
You're
read
not
that
ready.
Shit. No. No. Because it went from the stage of being like understanding to being like, oh my God. Finally, oh my God. That's ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
Realization.
Yeah.
Many people even reach that point.
I wasn't wrong. It's just, you know, I had great expectations.
It's not a bad thing.
No. That's the thing. You know, it's like, I'm not embarrassed, but and I wasn't wrong, but I was just, you know, it's not going to happen, dude. But thanks for trying.
You get a prize.
Yes. Thanks for playing, lowercase d.
Oh, that's cute.
We used to do that all the time. That was like, yeah, my 20s, I was lowercase d. And then when I was 30, I was capital D with an exclamation mark.
In cursive.
In
yes.
cursive, yes. What would your letter at 21 have said to your 30-year-old self?
I don't know. I'm really, because I didn't know a damn thing about anything. And that's the truth.
Because you were You were getting married. You weren't.
I know. I was a shelter. 21. I was still just being out. I was working retail and hanging out with my friends. That's all that mattered. Doing the art school thing.
So it probably would have been a lot of hopes and dreams. Like, you must be a successful artist by now.
Or I just didn't. I don't know. In a rock band. In a rock band.
And I hope you're still wearing black.
That's all that matters, right there. I mean, it could have all my hopes and dreams just could have been like, I hope I get a better car, because I had one of those Plymouth Reliant K's. Are you familiar with that? It's a box.
Oddly enough, I am not familiar on with wheels. That.
Well, thank God. Okay, I drove that shit for a long time. It wouldn't die.
Say that one more time for us. A Plymouth.
It was a Plymouth Reliant K.
Reliant K.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is like the serial killer car.
Is it? It was white with light blue interior.
I think I found a picture of it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is what you see like you know, the stapler guy from The Office driving. He works in the basement, and he's very upset about you touching his stapler.
Holy crap.
It was a four-door. It was
a four-door. And I had like an updated stereo system in there, and I would change my hubcaps and thought I was cool. So my life really was about maybe hopefully getting a better car.
I can see that. when I did the Instagram story where it was asking me questions on my head, and it asked me what was my first car, it felt very foreign to say the words Grand Am.
Yeah, my sister had a Grand Am.
And wow. I had to look it up because I couldn't remember. I knew it was a Plymouth something, which they're just not Plymouth.
That's a Pontiac.
Or a Pontiac, that's, yeah, Pontiac.
A Pontiac Grand Am.
Grand Am. I love those. I had two. I went through two of them, I believe. Until they made them no more. Much like the Plymouth Reliant K.
I think after that I got a Honda. And that lasted about a year until I got hit in it.
Oh.
And then it's been Honda time. I've been a faithful person.
See? Yeah. See, me with the Dodge, yes. It's Dodge all the way. Because that's kind of the gateway drug from Plymouth to Dodge. I mean, Pontiac to Dodge, yeah. Because they were somehow, I don't know if they were connected or they had some, I don't know. They were very, for some reason, everyone with a Pontiac eventually went with a Dodge. Because, you know, those East Coasters with their American.
My father was an auto mechanic and would service American cars. This might have been a form of rebellion that I just went Japanese on him.
Yeah.
See? How about that? And I'll fix you, Dad. Look what I'm driving. Yeah. You can't fix this.
Exactly. To this day, I can't do that. I have that ingrained from childhood. Like everyone around me said, just do not do foreign cars, and it was like a sin to end up with one. So always went with the American. And I see them now, and I'm like, those are kind of cool, like the Honda stuff, the Hyundai stuff.
Well, they're made here. I just got the engine from overseas, and what the hell, they're all from here.
Yeah, if you dig down to the truth of things, people didn't know what they were talking about back then anyway, because they weren't being made in America. They were
like, you bought a rice cooker. That was the phrase.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my letter to myself would be, you know, I'm sure by now, Artist D, you're an internet superstar living in a mansion in Malibu.
Oh, you had big dreams.
Yes. And you've published your 23rd book.
Wow.
And you've been on Oprah. And
twice.
Yes. And you're best friends with RuPaul and Richard Dawkins.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm pretty sure that would be the 21-year-old me. And 31-year-old me's response would be, ha! Almost, kid.
Keep trying.
Well, we keep trying. We keep doing it. But we have a fabulous podcast, so that's all that matters.
when RuPaul surely listens, so it's fine.
Of course, of course. Here's one that they're not thinking about. You could invest your money. What money?
You gotta make it to invest it. Exactly. The hell out of here.
21. Take a risk. Invest in a stock when you're 21. Yeah, sure thing.
The hell out of here.
Get out of here.
I'm buying gas money at 21.
Exactly. Get in touch with a long lost friend from high school. It seems a little early to do that.
That's a very few kids. No one's even thinking about high school.
Yeah. Wait until you're 31 to get in touch with long lost friends.
Yeah, your 10-year reunion.
Then you can
did
show
Did you do
them.
All your reunions?
You can show them. I did none of them. None of them.
I did the first one, and that was pretty much it.
I have no interest until, like, we're all really, really old. Then.
Yeah.
Because I'm
You're busy.
I'm currently far ahead of the pack. You know, they're all old and fat.
Okay. Like me. Yeah, you're still hanging with old and fat anyway. Go ahead.
There's a difference here. I was
Yeah, they're all hanging in Nebraska. I'm not. Go ahead.
They stopped after graduation. Like, they just stopped and they got married and moved into the trailer park next to their parents.
Yeah.
And they look like they're like 60. And
that sucks.
Yeah. It's like
they've given up.
It's done. And it's all the cool kids, too. You know that. And it's so true. That's so cliche. But they peak in high school. That was it.
Yeah.
And then they're done. And a lot of them actually are dead. So I'm glad I've beat several to that.
I'm glad too.
Yeah, me too.
Man.
More are dead than they really should be. So I think that also goes with, you know, not going anywhere. They really just kind of decided to live it out and be done. But it's that old, you know, they just sat and they let themselves go. And there's a big difference in that from people who are active and fabulous, no matter what size they are, to, you know, sitting with Oprah on and a bag of Cheetos.
Yeah, they've really given up. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. I feel like this is another Virgo moment. Some people just don't understand me.
I understand you. I do.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm not a Virgo. Reminder, everybody.
Thank you.
Reminder.
Yes. Also, thank you. So glad. Delete all of your exes on social media.
I have no connection to any of my exes on social media.
No. I don't.
Thank Christ for that.
I think if you have an ex that you know or are connected to, you did it wrong. If that didn't go down in a pile of burning flames.
You're holding on to something.
Yeah. If that relationship did not go down like the Hindenburg, you have not broken up correctly. Because
you need closure. That didn't happen.
Because none of my exes would be in their right mind to continue on with it. It was just such a horrible time. Yeah.
I did reconnect with one about 10 years ago, and it was just like, this is a friggin' mistake. He found me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, the ship has sailed a long time ago.
Yeah, I would prefer to get in touch with, like, people that were almost in a relationship with me. That would be fun to pick up from then and be so disappointed to see where they are now.
they're in a trailer park because
exactly.
They've given up. Yeah.
That's the only problem with, like, well, one of the many problems with growing old is you disconnect from that for a long time and you're doing great. You know, you're working hard because, like, I don't know if it's everybody, but people like me who had a really hard high school life, teenage life, you know, that was our standard. Like, we had to be awesome and fabulous. So from then on, it's like you work really hard. You take really good care of yourself. And hilariously, all the people that made fun of us decided to not do any of that. because they peaked.
Right.
And that was it for the, you know, they were hot. So that's all they needed. I needed to get hot. So we got hot.
Even different journeys, dude. That's exactly. All.
So you go off running, you know, you escape your small town. You run across the country, the entire country. You run through Nebraska. Into California, into Hollywood, and you throw yourself into that life that you thought, you know, was important with Botox and lip injections and a lot of the gym. And you do that for 25 years and then you're 50 and you're gorgeous and you look back at, you know, an ex-flame and think you want to still hit that. And you find out, you know, they haven't left and they look 85 and... They've sat in a closet smoking all their life. Yeah. They've done nothing but smoke and drink beer. And it's
give
like,
me a pack of plum balls. No filter. It's
so true. And then you're like, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And then you either feel better about yourself or really confused.
Both.
Or both. Yes, you're right.
You're going to feel great, but then you're like, what the hell happened? Yeah. You know, how did this happen?
Yeah.
How was this allowed to happen? Yep.
And unfortunately, that there truly weren't, as far as we're aware, that many gays from my generation back in that town. So only me and another gay.
Well, not that you knew of, right? I mean, maybe people didn't find themselves till later. There could be more.
There could be, but I think that even those are like still closeted. Like they stayed there and they stayed closeted. And they lied to themselves and they got married.
Or they became priests. Yeah. Yes.
But I only know one other truly gay from back in the day. And they turned out to be a porn star in New York.
And excellent. They were
beautiful, and they're still beautiful, and you know we're all almost 40s, so now there we go. But see, you have to
find this person.
You gotta be gay to take care of yourself. What is that? And that's why men are turning into being gay, because they're taking good care of themselves.
Is it just the gay thing, or the fact that you're single and still always looking? If you're a single woman, you're gonna probably take more care of yourself anyway to just stay in the market, right?
True.
I mean, I got married. I'm like, sweats, that's it. I don't give a shit.
No, but you're still fabulous. You might not know it, but you're fabulous.
I'm a different kind of fabulous. I'm like, look, let's own it, you know?
I feel you're still well-maintained. You're just, I don't know.
Oh, I just choose to maintain other things, but please, you know, come on.
I see you going to Trader Joe's. You're fabulous in that story. Come on. I don't know. You ask a very good question. I don't know why we take better care of ourselves. I would have thought it was something, you know, like being more feminine or tapping into a more considerate part of ourselves.
I mean, if you married off, paired off with somebody, you would probably be more inclined to let yourself go. You're more relaxed.
I think that could be a true answer as far as when they really decide, like they fall into that trap that I am married and this is it.
Yeah.
And they just stop because, you know, I'm married, but this isn't it. You got to keep going for each other and for other people. You know, you don't want to ever not stop. So if you're in that closed, yeah, monogamy kills people.
See?
It's true. Yeah, it's very true. You've got to be very open-minded and just go.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
It's easy.
For me, I'm just lazy. This is it. Yeah, I love you. Okay. But I'm lazy. I don't want to go back out there.
It's easy and lazy.
It's the nudity test. Right now, you're able to walk naked in front of somebody. Don't even give a second thought about it. You'd have to like rebuild that whole dynamic with someone else. Oh my God. Too stressful.
I think you've hit on something there.
Who cares? Like, right. My fat ass is my fat ass. It is what it is. I'd have to like repackage it for somebody else to even get in the door. You know, that's where taking care of yourself comes in. I just figured everything out.
And there is that too, that you have that standard where if you were dating or looking to branch out, you'd have to get into some physical different form. For me, though, it's like, I am who I am. I'm taking good care of myself, but I'm not at the gym for 4 hours every day. I can't do that. So I really don't care. You know, I'm kind of fluffy or something, or, you know, there's no fluffy. There's no tone, or there's or there are back rolls, as we say in the drag community.
Whatever. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So that doesn't matter to me. I can find, you know, I'm perfectly comfortable finding a new person and having them see some roles and things. That's okay. But I still, you know, care enough to take care of it. But I don't have any, you know, there's no standard to have abs.
Right.
And all that, like other gays.
As long as your stomach's not dragging on the floor, you're okay. Right?
That's true.
As long as your yes. thighs aren't combusting when you're walking, right. It's okay.
And your stomach is not covering other parts of yourself, like your knees. You're right. You're right.
Life.
Not that there's anything wrong with any of that. If you'd like to do that, you go right ahead. But I think we've hit on a good thing, is that people work so goddamn hard. I mean, you go to the gym, think of these gays. These gays.
gays! Where are you?
Yes. They go to the gym like for 20 years, every day, hours of a day.
Every day.
And then they find the guy.
Yeah, but that's a social life then.
It is. But then most of them, right. they find that's the a, guy.
You know.
And when they find the guy. It's all gone, because it's like, my God, finally I can take a break. And then suddenly they have no abs. And then the next thing you know, they've eaten too many chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Too many frappuccinos, too.
That's true.
It happens.
That's true. Another thing you can do when you're 21 is quit something or start something.
Start your heroin habit. That's fantastic. That's right.
Oh, here's a great idea. Create a blog. Read a self-help book.
Blogs didn't exist when I was 21. Jesus.
Blogs existed, but when I was 21, blogs were no longer popular. They were between.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I was in my teens, they were like the new thing. And we were awesome, and we were bloggers, and we made money, goddammit. And then by 21.
Live Journal was big, right? Wasn't that Journal. Like basically a.
Yeah, well, we all started on Blogger, and then we went to Live Journal.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then there were other things, like one of them, I think the blogging platform was, there was something called Hello. And I used Hello a lot. And there was, I don't know if it's.
I vaguely remember that. Oh, my God.
And I don't know if it was envy.nu. It was either a web host or a blog, but I was on that platform. And that's going way back to people who no longer exist.
Wow.
It's crazy.
History.
And you can hear, that's the fun thing about us. You can hear our history. You can go back to 2015 and hear where it all started.
5 years ago.
Or you can go
Isn't
back
that
to that
like, crazy.
Yes. Or, you know, we started, you know, for culture.
Let's go listen. I bet we're bitching about the same things.
Probably. You can always, if it's any holiday show, you'll hear the same things. We promise. We've been talking about Cadbury eggs since 2015.
I stand by that.
Absolutely.
The Easter Bunny things are out. And I was a little upset about it. Yes. And then I realized that Ash Wednesday's coming up. So it's like, it's okay.
It's okay.
Side note, you know, that's like the beginning.
For me, I'm thrilled that I'm seeing Irish things like Irish cream. And
Irish cream.
That makes me happy. And my coffee, which is in this coffee right here.
I saw Almond Joy yesterday. I have to get that. Almond Joy coffee creamer.
I really wanted these new coffee creamers that the ones that were doing the pumpkin spice and all that. They did like Twix and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And but they're not sugar free.
No, I know.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, but sometimes you can get it as your treat. You know, come on.
I might give it a try, but they only come in the gigantic bottle here.
I will guzzle that with the straw.
That's what I'm afraid of.
International Delight. I'm like, what have you got? And I'm like, you know, I buy them all.
Yes. I'm glad we've, that's one thing I'm happy about is this generation has more coffee creamers.
Thank God.
Because if I had to grow up in a world with only hazelnut and amaretto, I'd be in trouble.
I know. Those are my things. I am the sugar-free hazelnut girl.
Oh, my God.
But it's got to be International Delight.
I've overdosed on it all. And amaretto,
the other people have a yellow bottle. It's ugly. I can't do it. Thank you.
Because of the bottle.
Yeah, it bothers me.
I love it. Well, you're a graphic person, so it's understandable.
It just bothers me.
Yeah.
International Delight's got a better logo and a better shape. I just prefer it.
Interesting fact about us graphic designers is, you know, if you do a bad logo on something, we're not going to drink it.
Yeah, if I'm at a restaurant and the menu's badly formatted, fuck this. I can't handle it.
Comic Sans, you
the
get
the spacing
right
is off. I'm like, shit.
Stand up and walk out.
Come on, your tabs aren't properly set up. I can't deal with this. Make the effort. They don't know how to do it because somebody did it in Microsoft Word.
Yeah, their cousin.
Oh, bastards.
Down the road.
Their cousin's kid did it for $10.
$10 and a free meal.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've celebrated our 21st properly. I think
the way old people do.
Yes.
This was a sad event. Next time we get a pinata.
Yes. Tune in next week where it will be Anne Marie, the Artist D, and a pinata.
I'm going to get one.
Do it.
We're going to hit it live on the air.
Yes. Shit will come out of that pinata and we will talk about it on Coffee House. Because what coffee house is a good coffee house without a pinata? Come on.
Yeah, they don't say. Copyright this concept.
Yep. That's our idea. We love
don't
you.
Don't be
all.
Stealing this shit.
We love you. Don't steal our shit. Follow us on Spotify and join us on Juiced and get us on Instagram. Coffee House is now on Instagram. And then follow both of us because we're hilarious and we do Instagram stories.
I'm trying hard to get myself in the stories, but I just don't see me as it's a therapy session for next week.
You just don't know. Yeah.
I'm trying.
We're going to dedicate an entire hour next week to why you can't do this. And so do it. Cause I need to show you the numbers. Your Trader Joe's did more hits on my story than my other stories.
I understand. I get significant hits on my story. It really is freaking ridiculous. I don't get it.
You're a superstar.
Like I'm talking the hundreds. Like what the hell?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No, most of mine get like 20. Yours got like 40 or something.
I'm talking 200, 300. What the?
Well, yeah. yours is like off the charts. Yes.
Mine, but like, why? What is it? I don't understand.
People who are amazing rarely know they're amazing.
So. My cat on the couch, you know, and
exactly.
They gotta.
Because I'll tell you what you would tell me. It's because you're real. It's because people can relate to that.
That's true. And the moment you start thinking, it doesn't work. And I'm thinking.
That's right. That's
I figured it out.
Taking us with you in the cart it's all natural.
I'm gonna do that. What do you think, Magnolia? Who's right here?
Tell us, Magnolia. See? Tell us.
You could probably hear the purring.
I think we did. I think we just did.
There you go. There you go. Quality broadcasting.
Turn up that volume. You'll hear the purr. So until next week, we'll see you then.
Yeah, I guess I'll show up. What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell? Let's show up.
Yeah. Hashtag show up.
Hashtag blue no matter who.
Yeah, I like that.
Hashtag goodbye.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I hear purring.
To you.
I heard purring. Yes. There's some more.
I can't.
It's getting louder.
For more shows by the artist Ian Dan Marie, find Coffee House on Spotify or listen at juicetalk.com. That's juiced talk.com. This is 4Culture Radio. 4Culture.com.